Man, I want to tell y'all something, man. Man, I'm not gonna let these material things get in my way, y'all. I'm trying to get somewhere.
Hi, this is Greg Ziegler, and I'm speaking to Heroic Dads with Kids at Home. And I'm speaking to you today about something that I feel very passionate about, very close to my heart. It's just the idea that your child lives in enemy-occupied territory. And the title is that heroic dads give their children the lenses of truth. As dads, we must never forget that we're raising our kids in enemy-occupied territory. There is a great deceiver who has mastered the process of blinding our eyes to the truth and confusing our perception of reality. Jesus pulled no punches when he described the unpleasant but also undeniable reality of Satan's primary weapon. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 44, "When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies." Listen, if we're abused, we know it. When we're tempted or oppressed, we know it. But if we're deceived, we don't know it. That's why lies are such powerful weapons in the battle for the hearts and minds of our children. Satan understands the power and the influence of deception. The question is, do we? Fortunately, we have an even more powerful weapon in this battle, and that's the truth. We can dispel the darkness of lies with the light of truth. As Jesus put it earlier in the same passage, in John 8, verse 32, "If you hold to my teaching, you're really my disciples, and then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." By understanding that children enter this world with blurred vision, with an inability to recognize reality as it truly is, we can become intentional about helping them sort through the deception and recognize truth. We need something that we can call the lenses principle. The lenses principle says this: our children need the corrective lenses of truth in order to navigate the deceptive roads of life. A psalmist says about the Bible, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." We live in a culture that in large part has rejected this principle, and they've rejected it with tragic consequences for us all. Beliefs and behaviors that were once considered depraved are now considered normal because parents, many parents at least, are reluctant to teach their children a standard of absolute moral truth. So here's heroic dad challenge number 4. Don't assume your children can discern truth from lies. Become intentional about faith conversations. Teach them the truth that God reveals to you through His Word. Have a great day in the Lord.